Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 18th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. We're 1 week away from Apple's March 25th event at Steve Jobs Theater, and Apple has announced new iPads. Two new iPads, to be specific, the fifth generation iPad Mini and the third generation iPad Air. The new iPad Mini looks the same and still costs $399, but now works with the first-gen Apple Pencil. For $400, you now get 64GB storage, down from 128GB in the iPad Mini 4, but you can now upgrade to 256GB for a premium. Power-wise, the iPad Mini 5 is much faster too. The dated A8 processor that first debuted with the iPhone 6 has been replaced with the A12 chip that powers the iPhone XS. For $100 more, Apple now sells a new iPad Air, which looks like the now discontinued 10.5-inch iPad Pro and still works with the first-gen Apple Pencil and Smart Keyboard. $499 gets the A12 chip from the iPhone XS, up from the A10X, although these aren't as beefed up as the A12X chips in the newest iPad Pros. The $329 9.7-inch iPad remains in the lineup unchanged for now. Not released today, new AirPods or AirPower, a new iPod Touch, new iMacs that could be coming soon, but it's only Monday. Personally, I've got my fingers crossed for iPod Touch Tuesday and Apple Watch Band Wednesday. Apple, of course, is clearing the deck for hardware announcements to put the full focus on its March 25th event and the video service announcement planned for Monday. For more on the new iPad news today, stay tuned to 9to5mac.com for a full lineup comparison and much more. And for now, let's check in with Bradley Chambers.
On Saturday, I looked at the biggest mistake that schools can and often make when it comes to deploying technology in the classroom, and particularly Apple stuff. It's really not hiring someone to be in charge of it. I think that's the key thing for schools to consider before they ever, you know, buy an iPad, buy a Chromebook, sign up for any services. Like, find someone that can be the DRI, the directly responsible individual, because there's so many kind of pitfalls that you can make along the deployment side that if you pick the wrong one that doesn't really fit for your school, it can be hard to recover from, particularly mid-year. So my advice is, before you do anything, is to make sure you have someone that can own the entire process and project. And then on Sunday, I looked at sports apps for the iPhone. That's been one of the things I've loved the most about smartphones, is just the access to sports. Thanks to things like social media and YouTube and just, you know, all kinds of stuff that makes it so easy to follow along with sports. And I looked at a host of applications that I've tried and used over the years, and I really believe the best one by far is Yahoo Sports. There are lots of great ones, and I still keep ESPN on my device to use the Watch ESPN functionality. But for just like tracking news and scores on a day-to-day basis, I really love Yahoo Sports. And if you use Siri to look up sports information, it actually comes from Yahoo as well. So if you're not a Yahoo Sports user, check it out. Links to both of my articles will be in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. And subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.